is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
My name's Michaela. You're listening to Phantasmophonia over here on WMFO in Medford. Hope you all are having a wonderful day. I sure am. Earlier today, I had the pleasure of summiting a mountain in New Hampshire that I'm suddenly forgetting the name of because I went with my boyfriend, who is the one who chose out the trail. So, hey, it was Mount Monomah something. But it was really fun and it was really lovely. We were scaling some like rock faces at one point, which was unexpected. Oh, he texted me the name because he's listening right now. It was Mount Monadnock. Boom. We climbed that and it was awesome. But yeah, there was a harder trail than either of us expected it to be, but it was so worth it because of that. But we're both so tired because of it. Aww. So today's gonna be a very music heavy show with a lot less talking, so as to avoid me stumbling through any silliness in my own DJing skills, as has just been done in me stumbling over my words. Anywho, that was just And You Love Me by, well, no, just You Love Me by Kimya Dawson, a really sweet, lovely song. And as just started and is going to continue very soon, we've got Is It a Crime by Sade. And I hope you guys enjoy.
This may come as some surprise, but I miss you. I can see through all of your lies, but still I miss you. He takes her love, but it doesn't feel like mine. He tastes her kiss, her kisses are not. Thank you.
Trying to lay my head down, but I'm riding this.
That was just Francis Forever by Mitski. Before that, we had a cover of Fireproof by One Direction by Mitski, as well as Mothers by Effers. I'm feeling kind of crazy tonight, kind of tired, kind of insane, and a little bit all over the place. So the music will follow suit, likely. And we've also been just now joined by a special guest.
Hi, I'm Jaden. I've been here before. It's fun.
He's been here many times before. What have you thought about WMFO, Jaden?
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I feel like it gives you a really cool way to express yourself. Yeah, I kind of like it because I get a deeper dive into your music taste, which is very different to mine. So, you know, I get a little bit of like a window into you.
You get the hour-long Michaela special.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a crazy time.
It really is.
All right, we're going to keep the Mitski vibe going. And up next, we got Carry Me Out by Mitski. Hope you'll enjoy.
Thank you. things in my room. I miss you all of the time. I stalk myself on the internet just to see what you'll find. I want your things in my room. I miss you all of the time. You make it look so easy, leaving everything behind. Dark out, October will cure me. I'm walking these woods now, I-30 or 13. Not asking for much now, thought maybe you'd call me. I slid my own door just to say if you'd warn me.
I am the way I am.
A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in Medford. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today. Hope we just enjoyed that previous song. That was, what's it called? Forgetting my own music. I'm so tired. That was Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius. Before that, we had In My Room by Julia Wolf and Carry Me Out by Mitski. I'm going to turn on some automated music so that I could give my brain a little break, but whatever plays next I think will be really wonderful, and I hope you guys enjoy.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Must be like the Genesis rhythm. I get feisty Who? Joni Mitchell.
Right.
Such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a brood mare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. A hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. We saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor in there, dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed chasing some. Same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and number doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white line on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's
too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. And with this flame, you put her in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines. I'm free, free way.
This is a